Grab a pint of Guinness, turn up your speakers, and sing along. This is the Pub Songs Podcast. And now, a toast! Here's to a long life and a merry one, a quick death and an easy one, a pretty girl and an honest one, a cold pint and another one. Sláinte!
We set sail from the cold Cape Cod. We were sailing away with a cargo of bricks for the Grand City Hall in New York. In an elegant craft she was rigged for a nap, and though hell the trade winds drove her, she had 23 masts and withstood several blasts, and they called her the Irish Rover. There was Barney McGee from the banks of the Lee. There was Hogan from County Tyrone. There was Johnny McGurk, who was scared stiff of work, and a chap from Westmead named Malone. There was Slugger O'Toole, who was drunk as a rule, and fighting Bill Casey from Dover. And Mick McCann from the banks of the Ben was the skipper of the Irish Rover. Bags of the best Sligo rags. We had 2 million barrels of bones. We had 3 million bales of old nanny goat's tails. We had 4 million barrels of stones. We had 5 million hogs. We had 6 million dogs. We had 7 million barrels of porter. We had 8 million sides of old blind horses' hides in the whole of the Irish Rover. Sailed 7 years when the measles broke out and the ship lost her way in the fog.
Big fog.
And the whole of the crew was reduced down to myself and the captain's old dogs. Then the ship struck a rock. Lord, what a shock. Then she heeled right but 9 times around.
Oh, I get dizzy.
And the poor old dog was drowned. I'm the last of the Irish Rover.
Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn, and that was the Irish Rover with Sligo Rags from their CD, The Night Before, The Morning After. Another early, early morning it is. I should be asleep, but it's 5:45 a.m. I just finished recording a Renaissance Festival podcast. This one is a special feature on pirates. Pirates are the pirates, because I was I finally got to see Pirates of the Caribbean tonight, and so I had put together a set list, and I finally got around to recording it tonight. Yay! So you can go check that out. It's going to slip behind, because especially if I get together this week's regular edition of the Renaissance Festival podcast, I don't know if that's going to happen or not at this point in time. I've been very lazy of recent since I got back. It's tough coming back off the road, because once you get back, I don't know, just everything changes. And so I have trouble adjusting. I guess maybe I'm not the greatest when it comes to touring. I like one aspect, I dislike others. I want my kitties to come with me on the road. That would make everything better, because I like my cats. They were so sweet today when I was sitting down on the chair and the couch and relaxing, and Tori came in there to sit on my lap. What is with cats who like to, you lie down on the ground and they climb on top of you? I don't understand this. Maybe it's something more for my cat lovers podcast. I don't know. Maybe I'll pose that question there. But in any case, Pirates of the Caribbean 2, Dead Man's Chest, I really dug it. It was a fantastic movie. And of course, I won't spoil it for you if you haven't seen it. I had heard some bad things about it, but I totally dug it. There was some very cool stuff, and the whole Pirates of the Caribbean mythology continues to grow, and it's fantastic. Yes, Tordy, hi. He wants to say hi. Meow. What else? Pirates are cool. Yeah. So I created this persona tonight. The character is, what is it? Cabin Boy Third Class, Black Jack Murphy. Apparently Murphy is a Irish name that had something to do with the sea. I forget now what it was. But in any case, yeah, I created this little persona, and I'm brainstorming these ideas that I probably never get to, or maybe I will get to, but I probably shouldn't get to. So keep an eye on Black Jack Murphy, because the name may appear again in this lifetime. I don't know. Yes, so. Oh, the trip. Yes, the trip, right. We had a nice tour. There were some good parts, some bad parts. One of the house concerts was a total wash, but the other three were good. The last one actually was really good, and we got some really good recordings that I got to listen to from that show, and I'm going to play that to finish up this podcast. The recording is of Patriot Game. It was recorded in Kentucky, Winchester, Kentucky. And this is an awesome show. Got to meet some great people and hang out. It's always funny going to Kentucky and hearing a family of Long Islanders talking with their nice Long Island accent. So yeah, very cool. So in any case, this is a live recording of Patriot Game. It is from this isn't on a CD, but we recorded it originally on our CD, Songs of Ireland. You want to check it out, go to celticmusic.org or call 1-800-BUY-MY-CD. I guess that's it for now. Yeah. Sláinte.
We're a little bit quieter.
All ye young rebels, and list while I sing.
A loved one's country is a terrible thing. It'll banish your fear with the speed of a flame. Make you a part of the patriot game. My name is O'Hanlon and I've just gone 16. My home is in Monaghan, and where I was weaned, I learned all me life that cruel England's to blame. So now I'm part of the patriot game. This Ireland of ours has too long been half free. Six counties lie under John Paul's tyranny. But still De Valera is greatly to blame. Shirking his part in the patriot game. They told me how Connolly was shot in his chair. His wounds from the fighting are bloody and bare. For his fine body twisted, all battered and lame. Made me part of the patriot game. I wandered away, and the look of battalion on the bold higher hay, and the head of our heroes, and I wanted the same, to lay out my part in the patriot game. And now as I lie here, my body all holds, I think of the traitors who bargaining souls, and I wish that me rifle had given the same to those quislings who sold out a patriot game.
The Pub Songs Podcast is a proud member of the Celtic Podcast Network. Visit us at pubsong.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.